Weiter in our race, so we are in Moed Katan Dav Dalid Amud Beis, picking it up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down. Next part of the Mishnah, we said the line is Venos and Ugios. So Gefaminala, they make Ugios for the grapevine. No making cookies. For the grapevines. That's not what it means, though. Buy Ugios. Amar Rav Yehuda Ben Kay, says Rashi, Boros Tachas Gefar, Mitzis, pits underneath the grapevines. Vizesim Nostin Behem Mayim. Right? Boros Tachas Gefarim, Vizesim. Mayim, you put water over there. A.K.A. a ditch. There's ditches. Tanya Lemech Breis also says this Elohein Ugios. A Breis supports this idea, saying Elohein Ugios for the Ugios. Bedidin should be Ikri Zesim, Shibri Ikri Gefanim. Ditches that are the roots of the olive trees and the roots by the grapevines. Aini, is it really true? Frankly, come on. You're telling me that it's really... Ugios means the ditches? Vahar Rav Yehuda, Shara Lebnei Bar Tzisai, Lemevid Banki... Le Karmehem, as she says, since I that's a makom, the maybe binky, ugios, vehi shari, va tanan enos and ugios. How is he mattering to do this? We know that you're not allowed to. The enos and ugios. It says, Gemalo Kasha, ha bechalati, ha beatiki. The Mishnah is then talking about new ones, and the review that is then was talking about the old ones. Says Rashi, "Bechadati Shemom Lo Yusham Ugios." That there never was there. Asalasas Bechol Shemoid. You could tirchu Yisera. There's a lot of tirchu over there. Va'atiki, the old one, Shekvar Hayu Lo Yusham. They're already there. Shem Ugios Vinistemu Mutin gets closed up. Motelachso Lechover Bechol Shemoid because not a tirchu Yisera. Next part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Menos in this Amma. He says, you're now going to dig this Amma, new irrigation canal on Chol HaMoed and on Shemitah. Bishlam HaMoed, okay, I get it, you're now doing on Moed, because Mishum took a Tarach, it was a Tircha, too much of a Tircha. El HaShviyas, my timer. What exactly would be the issue on Shemitah? There's no issue of Tircha Yisera of that sort. So, like, what's going on? Pligu bar Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Avraham, Mamal, Machlok, Shin, the two of them. Chad, Amar, one says, Mepnei Shinira Ka'oder, because it looks like hoeing. It looks like you're doing something for the actual crop, says Rashi, Latoch Shviya, Seri Chofer Ka'oder. Like, it's a similar type of action that's done. Chad, Amar, and the other one says, Mepnei Shemachshir Agapea Lizria, because he's preparing the area for Zria, for planting. And you leave the dirt over there by the bank. Mitakin Agapea Lizria. The Avid La Ara Kiche, make the land very soft over there. My benayu, what's the difference between them? Both of them are us, sir. Ege benayu, the ka'asu maya basrei. The difference between them is if he digs it, and water comes in and fills it up after. Josh is the ki chafar ba'ama asu alter maya ba'avzi chavir, comes in immediately. Ma'adam ibn shemach shak, but let's be the one who says that it's going to prepare the area of the banks for planting, so you still have the issue that's still going to exist. Josh says, afagav to asu maya basrei, even the water comes. You threw this soft dirt on the banks over there. Still the issue. My dumber bish in here. Oh, they want to say it looks like you're hoeing, right? Leka, there's no issue over here. Because when water fills it up, it shows that there's no intention of the hoeing over there. Says Rashi, manda amr mipnei. Shinirka odeh leka. Daha asimaya uba odeh leka mayim. Lekach lo dummy loader, therefore that's similar to it. But Laman da Amr Bnei Shinir Ka'oder, Kodwana says that it looks like hoeing. Why isn't he worried about the fact that it's preparing that, you know, for planting? Well, you don't have a problem with that. The Gemara seems to agree with this rebuttal. So that says, Ella, you come down. What's going to be the difference between them? The kashakil minai minei v'shadil v'vari. Where you took the dirt and you throw it far away. Rashi says, Yolam Delosu Maivasir. There's no order that comes afterwards. Vika Bina, the difference is a shakal Vashadi Livrai. You go and you throw it away. The Chafir Ba'ama, Vashadi Afir Livrai, you throw it away and it scatters. Rachok Me'agape Ama, away from the whole area. Delom Machshi Agape Lizri. You're not actually setting it up to be able to plant over there. The Kashai writes, says the Gemara, Lamanda Amr Ibn Pesha Machshi Agape Lizri. Like, there's no issue over there because there's no dirt over there. Lamanda Amr Ibn Pesha Nirka, oh, there. Ika, you still have that issue that exists. The man doesn't place a machshir kapel zriya. According to what it says, that you know you're preparing the area, the side, the river, the banks, for planting. Leichus place near go there. Shouldn't you also be worried about the fact that it looks like it's oh there? So why would he matter digging it even where the earth is thrown far away? So the Gemara oh there nami. He holds that the reason hoeing also doesn't apply for when one hoes and he takes up the earth with his little shovel, he puts it back right in its place. Therefore, it's not considered like Oder. Amimar Masni La Mipreshinira Ki Oder. He says it looks like Oder. That's Behedya. Hadam Rebelazar Ain Osinis Am Vishias Mishinira Ki Oder. He says it straight up. Vekashilid Rebelazar Ben Azariah, the Rebelazar Ben Zaria. Omi Am Rebelazar Ben Azariah, Koshinir Ki Oder Aser. So you say anything that looks like near is Oder is going to be Aser. Ramini, what about the Mishnah Shavias? Osa Adam is Zivla Otser. A person can put his Zevel, his fertilizer. Pile it up in his field during Shemitah. You could pile it all up, and we don't say that by doing it, it looks like he's doing, like he's fertilizing the field, which obviously is a problem in Shemitah. Rashi Shemachnis calls Ziflo, but Shavias, Besadav, Lo Amina, Denir, Kimizubal, Sadev, Shavias. Rabbi Meir Oser, Meir Aser, this, Achi Yamik Shoshitvachim, until he lowers this Zevel 3 Tvachim into the ground. Rashi Shemachnis, Zevel, Hashem. The Muchamilsa de Lavik is Abbasadushias. It's Pasha that he's not doing it to Mizava the field. Oh, Achiagia Shosatfachim, or unless he raises it 3 Tfachim from the ground, just to lift it up 3 Tfachim from the ground. Says the Gemara, if he had stuff there before, Hayilu Davar Muat, he had some fertilizer there from before Shemitah, Mosav Lavaholach, he can add to it. You know, throughout Shemitah, even without lowering it or raising it 3 tefachim. Relazim Nazaria, oh, sir, he answers even in that case, Achi Yamek Shlosha, unless he lowers it 3 tefachim, or Achi Yagbiya Shlosha until he raises it. Or Achi Yitin Alasela, or he puts it on a rock. So how could Relazim Nazaria say this idea of digging 3 tefachim to the ground during Shemitah when he's the one who says it looks like it's hoeing? Zerv of Abba Bar Mamu. We have two answers that come up now. Chada Bar Kigon Shehemik. One says that he lowered where he lowered it already before Shemitah. The Chazar, I'm sorry, V'chada Bar Zivlo Mechiah Chalav, that the Zevel putting over there is going to be Mechiah, is proving for him that it's not for the sake of hoeing. Says Rashi, Klom Ha'afagav, the Mamek Mishviyas, near Kaoder, Va'aser, it's like, you know, doing something for the land. Bahachamotah, Shizvalo, Shemaniach, so when you put the Zevel there, Mochiachov, it becomes clear the law of Mishamot is nothing for other, but just for storage. Okay, next part of the Mishnah we said, Umasaknin is a Mekulkalis for more. You're allowed to repair the damaged things on Shemitah. Right, that is that if you have dirt fell into a canal and it stopped the water from flowing over there, you can go and remove it and return it to its original glory. So now, says the Gemara, the Umasaki is the Mekulkala is Bemoid. My Mekulkala, so what is Mekulkala? I'm Rav Abba, Shema Yisamuka Tefach, Mamidal Shisha Tefachim. That if the canal is now 1 Tefach deep, you can put it back to being 6 Tefach deep. Right? Originally, it was 6 Tefachim, which is a standard like depth of these Amasamayim, the irrigation canal. And that's why it's called an Ama, because it's 6 tefachim. And then it became filled with dirt, and now it's only 1 tefach deep. The Mishnah is telling you, You could dig out 5 tefachim to put it back to what it was. Pshita, obviously. Chatzi tevach. Okay. Pshita, it's obvious. Chatzi tevach shlosh tefachim, which is half of what we said before. If you have half a tefach on 3 tefachim, and he wants to put it back to his original 3 tefachim, given the lo avar maya lo klumo, since water doesn't pass in such a place, it's nothing, and therefore it's going to be usser. Meaning, if you got to its full capacity, it's still not really going to work so well, and therefore you can't do that. Tefachayim al shnemasar, so you double up the ratio, the opposite direction. If you have 2 tefachim deep, and he wants to get it back to 12 tefachim, the katarach tircha yisera, that's a lot of tircha, lo, can't be done. Tefachayim al shivamahu. What about if you have 2 tefach, and he wants to put it back to 7? Hacha chamisha kamamik? V'hacha chamisha kamamik. Right, do we say that here in the case of digging from 1 tefach to 6, how much are you adding? You're adding 5. V'hacha chamisha kamamik, how so you're doing 5 here? V'dilma kivin de'ika tefach yisera, since you don't need it to be 7 tefachim, ika tircha tfei, there's too much tircha going on here, and therefore it's going to be aser, right, because the person's got to bend over, you know, for the extra tefach. What's the answer? And for the Gemara, good question. Teku. Abaye shara livnei bar hamdach l'shachufinara. He allowed the people of bar hamdach to clear the river during Chol HaMoed, the branches of trees that were growing over there. She says that la'akri anfi lanos ha'gedilam b'nahar. Rabbi Yirmiyah shara lehu livnei schafta. He allowed the people from Schafta, the Michra Nara Tmima. He allowed them to dig away that of the river that became all clogged. Rashi says, the Fanos Makora Mayim Shenistam, to open up the thing that got closed up. If Ashi, Sharalulu Bnei Masa the Mechasia, like a Duchinar Brunitz, he let the people of this place clear away. From the river Bornitz, there was a whole bunch of stuff going on over there. It's just Lefanos Sirton Shevem Senar, right? There was this sand that was right in the middle. Amar, he said, Kevin de Shasu Mine Rabim, since a lot of people drink from there, Kirabim Dami, right? It's like the needs of the Rabim. It says these are the Rabim, right? Take care of it. Time with the Mishnah, also go to Kirabim. You're allowed to do all the Tzurchi Rabbim, so this is going to be included. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.